Okay, here we are. Welcome back. Hour number three on Monday. And it's everywhere you look, it's really disintegrating. It's coming apart. It's coming unglued. Countries are fighting with each other. They're trying to choose different paths for salvation. They don't understand that the game is rigged against them. The idea is that nationalism is a dirty word. And they don't want nationalism. They don't want countries with an identity anymore. They want regions. And that's what they're heading for. So they're doing their damnedest to take down cultures, governments, you name it. Hello, Mitch. Welcome back.
Hello. Good to be here. So,
what you been doing?
I want to start. Oh, go ahead.
What have you been doing?
Well, I've been doing research. My big research topic this week was on the rigging of the election and stuff. And response, I talked to a lot of militia groups and stuff like that to see how they felt about it. And so I've kind of put together a little report here on what my findings are. Okay.
Very good.
So, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about China and Taiwan. Okay. So
go to it. Let's roll.
Okay, so tomorrow is election day. This will not be a free and fair election. However, it is very important that you vote in it. You have not been officially disenfranchised until you vote and they cheat you out of your vote by rigging the election. Cheating us once was on us. Cheating us twice is on them. Cheating this time will remove all doubt that we no longer live in a democracy, that the Marxist Democratic Party does not practice democracy, that the current government of the United States is not a legitimate government, and that we live in a tyrannical dictatorship. This is called moral force in war, and it is important to establish it by doing your part to save democracy. You see, we have independent and reliable non-political polls that just tell us the facts. A September 24th Rasmussen poll asking what matters most to Americans going into the election were as follows, okay? So these are general responses across political parties.
Right.
So issues that the Democrats are not running on, but problems that they are blamed for. Okay, violent crime, 87%. Energy policy, 87%. High gas prices, 86%. Inflation, 85%. Economy, 84%. Illegal immigration, 84%. Election cheating, 60%. Election integrity, 59%. School issues, 58%. And then there's the issues that the Democrats are running on and their problems that Democrats champion. Okay. So Capitol riot investigation, 41%. Climate change, 38%. LGBT rights, 20%. Supreme Court issues, 20%. That includes the right to gay marriage, abortion, and affirmative action. Okay, Ukraine conflict, 20%. So a CNN poll, and we know CNN is very biased, but they ran a poll on November 4th, and this is what they found. 75% of Americans are unhappy with the economy and believe we are in a recession. 51% list the economy as the issue they will vote on. Notice that 51 is much lower than the 85 and 84%. That the Rasmussen poll said. But they're truthful here. They say that only 15% say abortion is the number one issue to vote on. So voters who list the economy as their top issue favor Republicans in their House districts by a margin of 71% against the Democrats and 26% for Democrats. More broadly, 71% favor the Republicans to handle inflation, with only 18% favoring Democrats. 61% say Biden has not paid attention to the most important issues facing the country. In any political operation, you must prepare the battlefield with psychological operations. The mainstream media has been doing that by saying that all congressional races are within a point or two. The election will be tight in spite of the above polls that say the Democratic Party platform is very unpopular now. Not by a difference of 1 or 2 points, but showing favor to Republicans by as much as 45%. Okay? Their tight race predictions are obvious lies. Why the lie? Because our government will only work if people actually believe in the fairness of the election. it gains a legitimacy from free and fair elections. The CNN poll is not biased towards Republicans, but mainstream media propaganda preparation for the electoral battlefield includes many tells of what they have in mind. Mm-hmm. The government always defined recession as two quarters with a negative GDP growth rate. We had that, but the press said it was not a recession in order to justify a Democrat win. 71% of the people do not believe that lie. The press reported after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade that all women would vote Democrat to punish the Republicans for taking away their right to murder their babies. That would convince an ignorant person of why the Democrats will win. The CNN poll, however, shows that only 15% care about this issue. The Bolshevik Democrats try and make you believe that abortion is a God-given and natural right. But God abhors murder, and nature gives us species preservation as an instinct. Elective abortions are contrary to nature. Abortion was a Marxist-given right, not a God-given or nature-given right. The mainstream media reported gloriously that Joe Biden saved us from inflation when he signed the Inflation Reduction Act, which was given that name to disguise it. The bill actually increases inflation, does not do anything at all to reduce inflation. The CNN poll shows that 71% of the people do not believe that nonsense either. Only 18% think the Democrats can do anything about inflation. The press is so desperate. The Speaker Pelosi situation is a great example. According to information leaked by officers that responded to Nancy Pelosi's house when the guy broke into Pelosi's house to allegedly attack her, they say the perpetrator is an illegal alien from Canada who cannot vote in our elections, that he advertised himself to turn sadomasochist tricks for money, and that they found both men naked in bed. Furthermore, they said this guy was a BLM rioter, that he's a woke leftist, okay? Uh-huh. But uh-huh. But you see, the narrative is all different because they have to, well, it's very embarrassing for Democrats, so they have to change the narrative. They said that the FBI was called in to control the narrative, and this Canadian became a Republican extremist, although as a Canadian, he cannot be a Republican. It is the law. Would a human being want to be hit in the head with a hammer? You can go to Tijuana and have your perfectly good legs amputated as a sexual fantasy. They do it all the time. People do it. People do sexual things that are beyond the imagination. The narrative was changed to condemn white people and to build sympathy for the speaker and their warped, false democracy. This was very important because, see, Nancy won't be the speaker if Republicans get the majority in the House, okay?
Right.
So it's important to build sympathy for her. The guy that told me this is worried about being hunted down and killed, okay? That's how serious they are about what's going on. The ropes and tapes that the suspect had were for bondage, not kidnapping. This is deja vu all over again. In 2020, the Department of Injustice, and the FBI buried the Hunter Biden corruption evidence to help get Biden elected. Ukraine paid the Bidens $20 million. So far, they have gotten $100 billion back, 5,000 times more than they paid Biden. That is paid off very well. Mm-hmm. You are paying this. You may die in a nuclear war as a direct result of Biden's corruption. Yes, the old pedophile Biden is the man to bribe if you want good returns. The press reported that if Republicans win, they could stop sending money to Ukraine. They are telling you that the Republicans will stop World War III by stopping the escalations that will provoke such a war. Republicans could also pull U.S. troops out of Ukraine. And you have to remember, only 20% of the people care about Ukraine at all. So I don't know why this is even a scare tactic they use.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Yeah. So historian Michael Beklaus, who's a friend of Biden, said on MSNBC on November 2nd that, quote, children will be arrested and conceivably killed if Republicans take Congress on Election Day.
Oh,
how lame is that?
Oh, my God.
talk about hate speech. Talk about microaggressions. I mean, that is not even a microaggression. That is a blatant aggression.
Let me add one to that.
Okay.
The ADL, which has taken the gloves off lately, they become very obvious about what they're all about. The ADL has ordered a prime global advertiser to boycott and destroy Elon Musk's Twitter for not censoring Kanye West. These people are really tyrants, boy. They're
well,
amazing.
They're vicious. They're very vicious. Here's an interesting thing. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the thing is that like the ACLU, that used to be a cutting edge liberal organization. It is out of vogue now because, you see, they don't like the Constitution. They don't like the Bill of Rights. We had a speech a couple of years ago of 15,000 people going out in the street to protest freedom of speech. They don't want freedom of speech. They want you to obey and to say what you're supposed to say. Okay. So, I don't know. Times are changing rapidly. Okay, there's no safe place. Okay, it's just like being in Russia during the Stalinist purges. You never know when somebody out of the blue is going to turn you in and cause you to be executed.
You never know. You knock at the door. Boom.
Yeah, ACLU is finding this out now. They used to be the big liberal tip of the spear, and now they're falling by the wayside. Okay, so the press has already prepared their explanation of why the Democrats won when they are so abysmally unpopular. But the ultimate psyop is how Biden's last week said that if Republicans take Congress, democracy is dead. And this past weekend, Obama said in Philadelphia that Democrats must vote because they are voting to save democracy. Marxist Democrats are casting the election as if there was a danger that Republicans will rig the election. That is a hard sell. I voted early, and every single person that was working at the polls was a Democrat. How are Republicans supposed to cheat if hardly any work in the election?
All the poll workers were communists? Really?
Yep. Every one of them had a Democrat sticker on, said their party. You do know that from like 1980 to 2020, the Republican Party was not allowed to put election monitors at vote counting stations. Did you know that? 40 years it was banned. And then in the 2020, when they were allowed back in, they didn't allow them to actually observe the count or anything. Okay. So, casting the vote as existential to democracy is a typical Bolshevik tactic of always accusing the opposition of doing exactly what they are doing. Because it is an existential threat in the minds of Marxist Democrats, they will believe the absurd notion that they won democratically. I will tell you that as of November 9th, 2022, democracy is dead in America. There will never be another free and fair election again in the USA. You need to go vote so that you will personally know that it is dead. You will know that you are not free when after Tuesday, gas prices and heating fuel become so expensive that you cannot afford it. Even people with electric cars will not be able to afford to charge their cars because of the high cost of electricity. And what is energy cost superinflation about? Yes, saving the planet. Green energy means death to most of you. Food prices will skyrocket. Everything will go up because the global homo elite want all of your money, all of it, all of your stuff, all of your money. You are aware that right now, only eight men, own half of everything in the world. That's just the top eight
that's
men.
That's a stunner. I saw
We're
that.
Not even talking about the 0.1% of the wealthy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's like the rest of us own very little. We can feel it. They want to either own you or they want you dead. After Tuesday, war with Russia and China will escalate. The Bolshevik Antichrist Democrats cannot understand that the U.S. military is not what it used to be, and we cannot win World War III. We just simply can't.
No.
Here's a question for black people who always vote against their self-interest by reflexively voting Democrat. For months now, the news media has complained of poor blacks in Jackson, Mississippi, have no water to drink, bathe, and flush the toilet. This has been blamed on racism and climate change. Jackson is 84% black and has had a black Democrat mayor since 1997. In the USA Today article that says that it's racist and climate change caused, they detail how they quit hiring skilled people for the water department and how the employees engaged in corruption, having employees wipe out water bills for pay. And for the last 25 years, Jackson has been run by black Democrats. It is obvious where the blame lies, not on racism, but on the Marxist Democrat Party. It costs $1 billion to fix this problem, but the anti-racist pedophile Joe Biden can send $100 billion to the white folks in the Ukraine, but not a dime of federal money to help the 160,000 black Americans in Mississippi. All Marxist Democrats really care about is their power, period. There is nothing else. Even last week, to add her voice to this, and this would be Swedish interference with our election, Greta Thunberg said that climate change is racism. Yes, white people are destroying the earth, ostensibly her included. You must vote Democrat to save the planet. The planet would be so much better if the Democrats did not have power. In this election, all of the House of Representatives is up for re-election and one-third of the Senate. That the Democrats will keep control of Congress is simply impossible. If they retain control of Congress, you know that we no longer have any control at all of our country. It's taken away from us. So I talked to American militia groups and organizations to find out what their consensus is or what to do about another rigged election. So first, they all suggest that you vote tomorrow. It is very important because the Marxist Democrats rigged this election. It will show that they, as a party, have betrayed Americans by stealing their votes. If they cheat in tomorrow's election, there will be no need to ever vote again until we gain our freedom back.
That's true. You got it.
Two, if Democrats cheat, you have to realize certain realities. Just a few days ago, the pedophile Marxist Antichrist Biden said that Republicans are a threat to democracy. So if the Democrats steal this election, you are in fact a white supremacist domestic terrorist. Keep in mind that you do not have to be white to be labeled a white supremacist. Asian Tulsi Gabbard was labeled one by the New York Times, as was black Larry Elder when running for the governor of California. So white supremacists are apparently very multinational and diverse in their supremacism, I guess. Okay, so consequently, it would be very wise for all Republicans to register as Democrats. This is an information warfare tactic. If there are no Republicans, they will not have the numbers to know how many votes of dead people to cast for Democrats. A new party, like a constitutional revolutionary party, should organize for the war for our freedom and our right to be left alone. Their cheating depends on close numbers. When you cheat, you do not want to be so flagrant as to have a landslide. Go down after the election if the Democrats win and change your registration to Democrat. Get off the domestic terrorist list. We are at war. Protect yourself. Never participate in an election again until we get a country back. Do not participate in show elections. You will already know that the U.S. government is not your government. It does not have the support of the people, and it is, in fact, an illegitimate government.
Yes, sir.
Four, in every way possible, every day, resist the Marxist state, disobey at every opportunity. Five, harden yourself against attack by the FBI, by registering as a Democrat. You might want to join the NAACP, join Sierra Club, Greenpeace, whatever you got to do to make yourself look woke, okay? You have to camouflage yourself. If you can be seen, you can be hit. What's your social media? It will be used to build a federal case against you. The social media companies give all of your information, without exception, to the FBI freely without warrants. they're doing the FBI's work for them. If the Democrats lose, they will claim election interference by Twitter because Elon Musk fired all the censors there. Above all else, the Bolshevik Marxists want to control the narrative, so they will have something to say they will create the excuse. Okay, of course it was due to Russian interference in the election. It was due to white people intimidating poor people of color into not voting. These are the things we're going to hear in the news if the Democrats should lose. But I don't think that's going to happen. They've put too much work into cheating for this election. Understanding China's goals is the next thing I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese Communist Party does not want to rule the world. They just want China rejuvenated. They have been a nation for 4,000 years. They want to overcome the humiliation that they suffered under European and American imperialism. Okay, so keep this in mind. This is the same complaint Russia has about Europe and America. Okay. They do want to change the world order because they are tired of sanctions that restrain trade. They want a world order that treats each nation as sovereign and does not allow restraint of trade for political reasons. Now, I have to say here that as you know, China, like they tell NBA, oh, you can't play sports here if you say bad things about China. Okay, this is not the same thing as sanctions. This is their sovereignty, because what they're saying is if they don't like something you do, they'll just not trade with you. They're not going to tell other people not to trade with you. They're just going to not do it themselves. That's all. It's not like they're going to pressure other countries to go along with it. Okay?
No, got it. Yeah. Yeah.
So they have Russia now as an ally in this endeavor, since Russia would like the same thing. It would be hard to drive China and Russia into the same camp, but the Bolshevik Antichrist Biden regime has done so by attacking China and Russia at the same time. What a windfall. America has just made the mistake of dividing its forces. Napoleon did that with Russia in the East and Great Britain in the West. He lost his empire. Hitler also divided his forces, attacking Russia in the East before he had control of the enemy in Great Britain. Hitler lost his empire. Maybe the Bolshevik Antichrist dictator Biden will lose the American empire in the same way. The main effort in creating a new world order that respects the nation's culture and internal policies without intervention has been carried out by the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. It was founded to fight the three evil forces of terrorism, separatism, and extremism. In recent years, it has also evolved to consider issues of collective defense and joint response. It was established in 1996 by the Shanghai Five, which included China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan. In 2001, the Shanghai Five became the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and expanded its membership to include Uzbekistan, Mongolia, Iran, Pakistan, and India. This represents half the world's population and four nuclear power states, just like the West has. This is a military alliance. It is the NATO of Asia. BRICS is their economic alliance, including Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Argentina, Iran, and Saudi Arabia, and today Algeria, want to join the economic club that is free from American influence. Actually, there are 16 nations, other nations, that want to join the BRICS. With the socialist Lula da Silva elected in Brazil, Brazil will be more of an enemy to the United States than under Bolsonaro. Don't expect to see Brazil backpedaling on the alliance, the BRICS alliance. Saudi Arabia is a big loss for the USA. About one-third of all our military sales were to Saudi Arabia, almost $10 billion a year. They bought three times as many weapons as our next biggest customer, Australia, which buys about $3 billion a year.
Uh-huh.
If Russia gets the Saudi Arabia market, it will move Russia from selling about half as many weapons as the U.S. to catching up with the U.S. in weapons sales. Under Obama, we lost Egypt as a weapons buyer to Russia because Obama wanted the oppressive Muslim Brotherhood to enslave Egyptians. George Soros did not like that General al-Sisi listened to the masses protesting the Muslim Brotherhood's heavy hand, and Obama cut him off. So Democrats never listen to or side with the masses. Then Peter Joe blasts Saudi leader Mohammed bin Salman and says he's going to make Saudi Arabia a pariah state over human rights violations.
Yeah.
What America does all of the time. Violate human rights. We do. Keep in mind that the USA is condemned Saudi Arabia because of its lack of rights, especially for women. It was Mohammed bin Salman who let women go to movies and sports games, allowed them to drive cars. But you can never please woke Bolsheviks. He did what we asked, and we wanted to bring him down. This teaches other nations that you can never satisfy the woke USA. Who else would dare show weakness to America? It doesn't pay. Muammar Gaddafi in Libya finally gave up his weapons of mass destruction, paid indemnities for past terrorist acts, and allied himself with the USA in the global war on terrorism. He was our best ally productively. Obama and Hillary killed him. What a lack of vision. Because he gave up his nuclear program and we killed him and made his nation into a chronic failed terrorist state. Then we wonder why Kim Jong-un will never give up his nuclear program, and neither will Iran. We have made enemies with China because we want to preach to them about human rights. Human rights in Hong Kong, which is China's business, not ours. We criticize them for their treatment of Islamic Uyghurs in Xinjiang. Never mind that China had to stop Islamic terrorists who mounted several mass stabbings at railway stations, killing scores of innocent Chinese. This is actually a common occurrence in China just a few years ago. It's not a common occurrence now. Perhaps they're doing the right thing with the Uyghurs, okay? So who supports China in its treatment of Islamic Uyghurs? Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Iran. Maybe the Chinese are dealing with their Islamic terrorist problem the correct way, or at least in a way that the actual Islamic nations approve of. America is just a bully, plain and simple. So let me go on to a Taiwan war.
Yeah, you want to hang on just a second?
Sure,
let me do the commercial here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot to think about there, and it's all right on the money. Stand by. We'll be right back with Mitch in just a couple minutes. Okay, here we are. Welcome back, Mitchell Henderson. I just sent something. I couldn't even believe it was up there, and I got carried away for a few moments. Now, in fact, I'll send this to you, Mitch. You'll like it.
Okay.
People send me strange things sometimes. We have an issue. I don't know if you're going to get to Ukraine much, but the Ukrainians hit that dam. They're trying to blow that big dam to flood Kherson. And they fired 20 HIMARS rockets today, and every one of them was shot down by the Russians. They are really enhancing their surface-to-air missile defenses. That's a pretty impressive record. The HIMARS are not easy to knock down. I don't know if these were the most advanced missiles that the HIMARS launcher can put up in the air, but they were all taken down. If they lose this dam, though, it's going to be a big problem. But that's the game.
Well, you do know that what the Ukrainians are trying to do is murder everybody in Kherson. That's why the Russians have been evacuating Kherson, so these people wouldn't be slaughtered by the Ukrainians.
That's right.
The Ukrainians would let the Russians slaughter the people, okay, for their war propaganda. But Russia puts human life above any propaganda, okay?
Right.
So another thing, talking about Ukraine, I saw this article the other day, and I just loved it. Ukraine said that Russia fired 50 missiles at them. Okay. They said, we shot down 44 of them, but 18 of those missiles hit their targets in Ukraine.
I see. Now, 44
this is a statement
and 18.
By just
50.
The Ukrainians. They need to go back to school and learn some basic math, I think.
Yeah.
Some arithmetic, you know.
Oh, that's so stupid. And, you know, you see these videos that'll pop up on YouTube, and it shows a guy with a stinger, And he's looking up, and there are two or three Ka-52s or the Russian combat helicopters, whatever, flying by. And I watch one of them. It's all CGI. It's all video games.
Yeah.
It must have shot down 20 helicopters. And
you know, it's
the explosion.
To do it off of video games than reality, you know.
Oh, yes. The explosion in each one of them practically was identical. It was the same thing. It was in video games. They're just cranking this stuff out. It's hilarious. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so I want to do a Taiwan War assessment, and I'm going to take it from official sources. So, for everybody's information, the RAND Corporation is a think tank that works for the Department of Defense and the Department of State. They have been their only employer has been the U.S. government for like 50, 60 years. For example, if you remember the Pentagon Papers and Daniel Ellsberg, Daniel Ellsberg worked for the RAND Corporation. That's how he got access to the secret documents, okay? So the RAND Corporation's been at it. They're the brains of our Defense Department, okay?
Yes.
So, in 2019, the RAND Corporation played a war game that concluded that in a war with China over Taiwan, the U.S. would lose. They said, if China's objective is to overrun Taiwan, that in principle can be accomplished in days to weeks. Over the past year, Pacific Fleet admirals have gone from saying that China would invade Taiwan in 6 to 7 years to their current estimate of it happening in 2022-23. Okay, so soon, not later. What would China wait for? For peaceful reunification? I don't think that's going to ever happen, and they don't think so either. In April 2019, Reuters, and let me explain who Reuters is, okay? So all the news that you hear in the world, everywhere, okay, in the Western world, it comes from three sources. Reuters, Associated Press, or United Press International. That's it. They control all the narrative. So in April 2019, Reuters News published a paper by Benjamin Kang Lim and David Legg called Special Report, How China is Replacing America as Asia's Military Titan. They reported accurately on the dramatic expansion in China's military capabilities under Xi Jinping. They said in just 2 decades, China has built a force of conventional missiles that rival or outperform those of the U.S. Army. The contemporary National Defense Strategy paper called Providing for the Common Defense, which stated outright that America was not prepared to fight China. It said that, quote, U.S. military superiority is no longer and that the USA will struggle to win, perhaps lose a war against Russia or China, assured. Okay. The miscalculation is willful. China intelligence analysts were taught to belittle China's military and grossly underestimate China, and specifically Chairman Xi. Underestimation in war is fatal. But the miscalculation continues. Last week, the old pedophile Biden admitted publicly that we now have uniformed American troops in Ukraine helping distribute weapons and train on their use. This is NATO troops on Ukrainian soil involved in the war directly. To Russia, this makes America a party to the war. However, the United States says it is not a party to the war, but only because they say so. Okay? Reality doesn't matter. It's just what they say. The Marxist Democrats are unpolished liars. Their lies are so lame precisely because the American people believe any nonsense that the government says. They can't see that the rest of the world thinks the lies are really lame because they are not invested in them like Americans are. The Center for Strategic and International Studies in a September 2020 paper called China Power stated that China has developed the world's largest and most diverse arsenal of ground-launched ballistic missiles. Coupled with air and sea defenses, Beijing's steadily improving anti-ship missile weapons contribute to its ability to impose significant costs on U.S. military forces operating within the First Island Chain. The First Island Chain runs South Korea, Japan, the Ryukyu Islands, Taiwan, the Philippines, Papua New Guinea, and Australia. PLA rocket brigades are based in China that enable them to strike South Korea, Japan, and even out to the second island chain of Guam, which is American territory and is home to many critical military bases. China has also led the way in developing hypersonic missile technology, which makes its missiles more difficult to track and intercept. If you remember before, I also talked about the Chinese concept of swarming. It's like if one Aegis destroyer can take out 29 incoming missiles, well, they need to shoot 60 incoming missiles for each Aegis destroyer that there is, which they're prepared to do. So they're just going to swarm the American fleet. Okay.
The American fleet doesn't have a chance.
No.
No.
We are now starting to research hypersonic missiles. Russia, China, and North Korea already have them.
They've had
North
them
Korea
deployed.
Has weapons that the United States does not have.
Right.
In the Asia-Pacific, the tyranny of distance grants China a logistical advantage, the ability to refuel, resupply, and repair that the United States cannot overcome. Just as the Pacific Ocean protects America from invasion, it also does the opposite. It protects China from invasion. The China Military Power Report to Congress in 2020 said, I quote, China maintains the world's third largest nuclear force. The Defense Department cited the modernization and expansion of China's nuclear capabilities as a part of a nuclear triad, including the development of nuclear-capable air-launched ballistic missiles, along with its ground and sea-based nuclear capabilities. So the next phase of World War III is the international diplomatic war. Remember, the Chinese say that diplomacy is the continuation of war by other means. The international diplomacy is for China and Russia to set up a new global economic framework. It is making progress. For example, most of the world will not sanction Russia. When the G7 nations of the USA, UK, Canada, Germany, France, Italy, and Japan created a scheme to force Russia to sell its oil cheap, only Australia went along with it. One country. The rest of the world yawned, and Russia said, if you don't pay the market price for petroleum, they simply won't sell it to you. Can you see the arrogance of the United States thinking that they can dictate trade and pricing for the world? Even Stalin was not so bold. Keep in mind that most of Africa and Latin America do not look favorably on American power. We are now going into a winter that will see food and energy shortages, as well as inflation, homelessness, and economic recession. BlackRock and J.P. Morgan Chase warned this summer of American freezing to death, already happening, and starving to death. On October 22nd, Bloomberg News said that there was a major U.S. and international financial crisis ahead. Russia and China are awaiting the protests and the riots in the West. They will go to war when we are the weakest. Now let me try to explain something, because I've always wondered. Well, you know, like the other day, tens of thousands of Italians went out and protested their country giving weapons and supporting Ukraine. Tens of thousands, and not a single American has protested the war in Ukraine, and $100 billion that we gave them, which is far more than Italy gave them. Okay, so why is this? Why does this happen? Well, it's a simple fundamental problem. It's just like it's the problem that we have of trying to interpret Russia and China in the framework of our consciousness and our way of thinking. To go back to the Marxist Antonio Gramsci in the 1920s, he's the one who came up with cultural Marxism, because he said, well, you know, it's not going to work in Russia because the people are not brainwashed into it. So he said that you unthinkingly acquiesce to the culture you're born into. So you've been fed a narrative your whole life about America. America's great, America's free, and all this. You know, I would think that'd be debatable, that we're very free, but we seem to think so. So what happens is the Chinese and the Russians, they grow up in their culture, and they unthinkingly acquiesce to it, okay? Sure. So what happens in America is we have been so brainwashed, so conditioned. I mean, across the spectrum of everything you can think of, and as profound and widespread as possible, every aspect of our life has been programmed. And we do not rebel. We do not. We don't even protest, let alone rebel. If we can't protest, there will be no rebellion. If we can't protest, okay. But the thing is we just can't step outside of our consciousness and look at all the lies we've been told and come to some conclusion. Well, everything we know is not true. You know. It also prevents us from seeing the world the way that other people see it, because we can't step into their consciousness, we can't step into their culture and their mind and see things their way, because America is about imposing our culture, our false narratives on the entire earth, okay? So this is why we don't rebel, is because we think that everything's okay. No matter how bad it gets, we think that our government's going to do the right thing. Well, our government has hardly ever done the right thing. Why do we think they're going to start doing it now? I fail to understand, you know, why this happens and stuff. Because this is when I talk to the militia people. This is what they tell me. They said nobody's going to rebel. They've got mortgages. They've got kids in school. They've got car payments, and they've got a job, and they got to keep going. It's the pocketbook that controls us. However, once people start starving and freezing to death, well, maybe that will wake some people up, you know. I don't know. I don't know. They're kind of like, I wondered for years why they don't take any major actions or anything. And the thing is they say they have no support, that Americans won't support anything. They believe that January 6th was worse than Pearl Harbor or 9/11, okay? And one person got killed by a black lieutenant on the Capitol Police, shot an unarmed woman at the protest. And that is the only violence that took place there. Violence of any consequence. I know the Capitol policeman got up and cried. They were so traumatized by this protest. Okay, I would hate to see them have to deal with a real criminal sometime. Okay, because real criminals are not going to be kind and nice to you. Okay, they're not going to restrain themselves. They will attack you viciously. Okay, I was a cop. I know I had people attack me viciously all the time. As a matter of fact, I expected people to attack me viciously. It was part of the job description. Okay, what's the Capitol Police? I would be ashamed to get up there and cry that, oh, my feelings were hurt by these protesters. Come on, this is such hyperbole. It is just like, if you can believe that January 6th was like 9/11 or Pearl Harbor, my God, you know, has all logic just left? I know it's left the Democratic Party a long time ago, but has logic left everyone? I mean,
boy, I'll tell you, I think the majority, logic and proactive thinking, are gone. I do.
Well, you have to realize this is also, it's also a part of the culture of public education, because I remember I had a cousin, and she was a public school teacher, and she was appalled at the stuff that they wanted her to teach the kids. But they had out back then that first they had to know how to read and they had to do math. So all she did was use that time on reading and math instead of brainwashing, okay? But think about it now. Now it is, we have an entire several generations of thoroughly brainwashed woke people, okay, that we have produced. And just think about Joe Biden. Why did he forgive student loans? Well, because what makes woke people? College does, okay? Those people paid, took out loans to become woke people, and now the rest of us are supposed to pay so that they don't have to be burdened with it, okay? This is a reward to the woke people, to the woke educational system. This educational system is now, back in the, for the past 20 years, LGBT people have really pushed to get into teachers' colleges because they want to get out and they want to teach your kids to be LGBT, which they're doing right now. Okay, so we're letting this happen. We are not masters of our fate in this country. As a matter of fact, we've got very little say in anything that goes on, even our elections, as we'll see after tomorrow. Okay. The government can do one thing to possibly prevent a lot of violence, and that is just not let the Democrats cheat. It's that simple. But you know what? The FBI, the Department of Justice, everybody is woke. They are them. They're Marxist Democrats. They're Bolsheviks. And they toe the party line, no matter what, whether it makes sense or it doesn't make sense, you know? So this is where we're at. We'll see what happens. People are talking. Even the government announced yesterday that they're expecting massive violence by white supremacists and nationalists that are going to protest the Democrats winning. Okay. This is where we are.
I know. All right. We will see what happens tomorrow. The only thing that concerns me is that when Biden says, remember, it's going to take at least a couple of days to count the ballots. You got to think back to 2020 and wonder what they got up their sleeve.
Well, exactly.
We always have the results the same day. Always the same
day. The wall was always, on election day, you knew what the outcome was.
Absolutely.
And now it's weeks. There's no definite outcome. I mean, hey, Lenin himself couldn't have done better. And Stalin said, you know, what determines the outcome of an election is not the voters, but the people who count the votes.
Couldn't have been more correct.
Yep. God. He's exactly right on.
What a pathetic situation. All right, we'll see what happens. Thank you, Mitch. And if
you got your
new email, let me know where it is.
Okay, I sure will.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. All right, Mitchell Henderson, all of his appearances here appear on the left-hand side of the homepage under his name in the columnists section. So avail yourself of those and share them as much as you'd like. We will be back tomorrow night on Election Eve. Let's see what happens. Talk then.